Book of Numbers. Chapter 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Lift the heads of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male, by their heads. From a son of 20 years and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And there shall be a man of every tribe with you, every one head of his father's house. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. Of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedeur. Of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Of Judah, Nashon the son of Aminadab. Of Issachar, Nathaniel the son of Zur. Of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon. Of the sons of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama the son of Ammihud, of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Pedahzer. Of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. Of Asher, Pagiel the son of Ochran. Of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Duel. Of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Anan. These were those called from the congregation, rulers of the tribes of their fathers. They were heads of the thousands of Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men who were marked out by name. And they assembled all the congregation on the first of the second month. And they declared their births according to their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, by their heads. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. And the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, by their heads, every male from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Hos numbered of them for the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. Of the sons of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, his numbered ones in the number of names, by their heads, every male from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. Of the sons of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Gad were 45,650. Of the sons of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Judah were 74,600. Of the sons of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. Of the sons of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. Of the sons of Joseph, of the sons of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. Of the sons of Manasseh, their generations, by their families by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Of the sons of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the sons of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their father's house in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Dan were 62,700. Of the sons of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Asher were 41,500. Of the sons of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their father's house, in the number of names, from a son of 20 years and upward, everyone able to go out to war. Those numbered of them for the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, and the rulers of Israel being 12 men, they were each one of his father's house. And all those numbered of the sons of Israel by their father's house, from a son of 20 years and upward, all able to go out to war in Israel. Even all those that were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites, according to the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "However, you shall not number the tribe of Levi, nor shall you count their heads among the sons of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furniture, and over all which is to it. They shall bear the tabernacle, and all its furniture. And they shall serve it, and shall encamp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle goes forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be encamped, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that draws near shall die. And the sons of Israel shall encamp their tents, each man with his own camp, and each man with his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there be no wrath on the congregation of the sons of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony." And the sons of Israel did according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so they did. Chapter 2. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "The sons of Israel shall encamp by their father's house, every man with his own standard, according to the ensigns. They shall encamp around the tabernacle of the congregation, afar off. And those who encamp on the east side, toward the sun rising, are of the standard of Judah's camp, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Judah being Nahshon the son of Amminadab. And his army and those numbered of them were 74,600. And those encamping next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar, the ruler of the sons of Issachar being Nathanael the son of Zur. And his army, and those numbered of them were 54,400. And the tribe of Zebulun, the ruler of the sons of Zebulun being Eliab the son of Helon. And his army, and those numbered of them were 57,400. All numbered of the camp of Judah were 186,400, by their armies. They shall set forth first. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies. The ruler of the sons of Reuben being Elizur the son of Shedur. And his army, and those numbered of it were 46,500. And those that encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon, the ruler of the sons of Simeon being Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. And his army, and those numbered of them were 59,300. And the tribe of Gad the ruler of the sons of Gad being Eliasaph the son of Reuel. And his army, and those numbered of them were 45,650. All numbered of the camp of Reuben were 151,450 according to their armies. And they shall pull out second. And the camp of the Levites, with the tabernacle of the congregation shall pull out in the middle of the camps. As they encamp, so they shall pull out, each man in his place, by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Ephraim being Elishama the son of Ammihud. And his army, and those numbered of them were 40,500. And next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, the ruler of the sons of Manasseh, being Gamaliel the son of Pedahzer. And his army, and those numbered of them were 32,200. And the tribe of Benjamin, the ruler of the sons of Benjamin being Abidan the son of Gideoni. And his army, and those numbered of them were 35,400. All numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 108,100, according to their armies. And they shall pull out third. On the north side shall be the standard of the camp of Dan, according to their armies, the ruler of the sons of Dan being Ahiezer the son of Ammishaddai. And his army, and those numbered of them were 62,700. And those that encamp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, the ruler of the sons of Asher being Pagiel the son of Ochran. And his army, and those numbered of them were 41,500. And the tribe of Naphtali, the ruler of the sons of Naphtali being Ahira the son of Enan. And his army, and those numbered of them were 53,400. All numbered of the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall pull out last by their standards. These are those numbered of the sons of Israel by their fathers' houses, all numbered of the camps according to their armies were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the sons of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the sons of Israel did according to all that Yahweh had commanded Moses, so they encamped by their standards, and so they pulled out, each one according to his family, and according to the house of his father. Chapter 3. And these are the generations of Aaron and Moses, in the day Yahweh spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of Aaron's sons, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of Aaron's sons, the anointed priests whose hands he consecrated to act as priests. And Nadab and Abihu died before Yahweh in the wilderness of Sinai, for bringing strange fire before Yahweh. And they had no sons. And Eleazar and Ithamar acted as priests in the presence of their father Aaron. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and you shall cause it to stand before Aaron the priest. And they shall serve him. And keep his charge, and the charge of all the congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the vessels of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the sons of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his son. Giving they shall be given to him out of the sons of Israel. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall keep their priesthood. And the stranger who comes near shall be put to death. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, And I, behold, I have taken the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel in the place of every firstborn opening a womb from the sons of Israel, and the Levites have become mine. For every firstborn is mine, from the day I struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I have set apart to myself every firstborn in Israel, from men to animal. They are mine. I am Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, Number the sons of Levi by their families, by their father's house. You shall number every male from a son of a month and upward. And Moses numbered them according to the command of Yahweh, as he had been commanded. And these are the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon, Kohath and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families, Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath, by their families, Amram, Izhar, Hebron and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahlai and Mushai. These were the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. Of Gershon is the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shermites. These were the families of the Gershonites. Those numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a son of a month and upward, even those numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to encamp behind the tabernacle westward. The ruler of the father's house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph the son of Lael. And the duty of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation was the tabernacle, and the tent, and its coverings, and the veil at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the hangings of the court, and the veil at the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar all around, and its cords, to all its service. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, the family of the Izharites, the family of the Hebronites and the family of the Uzzielites. These were the families of the Kohathites. In number, all the males, from a son of a month and upward were 8,600, keepers of the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath were to encamp on the side of the tabernacle southward. The ruler of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites being Elizaphan the son of Uzziel. And their charge was the ark, the table, the menorah, the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, the veil and all its service. Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest was ruler over the rulers of the Levites, and had the oversight of those that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari. And those numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a son of a month and upward were 6,200. The ruler of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zuriel the son of Abihail. They were to encamp on the side of the tabernacle northward. The appointed duty of the sons of Merari being the boards of the tabernacle and its bars, its pillars, its sockets, all its vessels and all its service. And the pillars of the court all around, their sockets, their pins and their cords. And those that were to encamp before the tabernacle eastward, before the tabernacle of the congregation, toward the sun rising, were Moses, Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the sons of Israel. And the stranger who goes near shall die. All numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the mouth of Yahweh, by their families, all the males from a son of a month and upward were 22,000. And Yahweh said to Moses, number every firstborn male of the sons of Israel from a son of a month and upward, and take the number of their names. And you shall take the Levites for me, I am Yahweh, instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of every firstling among the livestock of the sons of Israel. And Moses numbered as Yahweh commanded him, all the firstborn among the sons of Israel. And all the firstborn males according to the number of names, from a son of a month and upward, of those numbered of them were 22,273. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle. And the Levites shall be mine, I am Yahweh. And from those redeemed of the 273 who are more than the Levites, of the firstborn of the sons of Israel. You shall even take 5 shekels apiece, by the head, you shall take by the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs to the shekel. And you shall give the silver to Aaron, and to his sons, of the redeemed over and above among them. And Moses shall take the redemption silver from those that are over and above those that were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the sons of Israel he shall take the silver, 1,365 by the sanctuary shekel. And Moses shall give the silver of those redeemed to Aaron and to his sons, according to the command of Yahweh, as Yahweh has commanded Moses. Chapter 4. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, lift the heads of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' houses. From a son of 30 years and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter upon the service, to do work in the tent of meeting. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of the congregation, the Holy of Holies. Aaron and his sons shall come in, when the camp pulls out, and shall take down the veil of the hanging, and shall cover the ark of the testimony with it. And he shall put a covering of dugong skins on it, and shall spread a garment entirely of blue on top, and shall put in its staves. And they shall spread a blue cloth on the table of the showbread and shall put its dishes and the spoons, the bowls, the cups of the drink offering and the continual bread on it. And they shall spread a cloth of scarlet over them, and shall cover it with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put in its staves. And he shall take a blue cloth and shall cover the menorah of the lamp, and its lights, its tongs, its firepans and all its oil vessels with which they minister to it. And they shall put it and all its vessels into a covering of dugong skin, and shall put it on the bar. And they shall spread a blue cloth on the golden altar, and shall cover it with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put in its staves. And they shall take all the vessels of ministry with which they minister in the sanctuary, and shall put them into a blue cloth, and shall cover them with a covering of dugong skin, and shall put them on the bar. And they shall remove the ashes of the altar, and shall spread over it a purple cloth. And shall put on it all its vessels with which they minister around it, the firepans, the hooks, the shovels and the bowls, all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread a covering of dugong skin on it, and shall put in its staves. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary, and all the sanctuary vessels as the camp pulls up stakes, then afterward the sons of Kohath shall come to bear. And they shall not touch the holy thing, that they may not die. These are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting. And the oversight of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest shall be the oil of the lamp, and the sweet incense, and the continual food offering, and the anointing oil. He shall oversee all the tabernacle, and all that is in it, in the sanctuary, and its furniture. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. But do this to them, and they shall live and not die as they draw near the Holy of Holies. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and shall appoint them each man to his service, and to his burden. And they shall not go in to see when the holy thing is covered, that they may not die. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Lift the heads of the sons of Gershon also, by their father's house, by their families. From a son of 30 years and upward, you shall number them, until a son of 50 years, all that enter to wait on the service, to serve in the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites in serving and in bearing burdens. They shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, its covering, and the covering of dugong skins that is on its top, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court by the tabernacle and by the altar all around, and their cords, and all the vessels of their service, and whatever there may be to do with them, in this they shall serve. At the mouth of Aaron, and of his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, and all their burden, and all their service. And you shall lay a charge on them concerning the duty of all their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge is under the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. You shall number the sons of Merari by their families, by their father's house. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years you shall number them, everyone who is going into the service, to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars and its pillars and its sockets. The pillars of the court all around and their sockets, their pins and their cords, of all their vessels and of all their service. And you shall number the vessels of the charge of their burden by name. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, for all their service, in the tabernacle of the congregation, by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the ruler of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families, and by their father's house. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation. Their numbered ones, by their families, were 2,750. These were those numbered of the families of the Kohathites, everyone who is serving in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron numbered by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses. And those numbered of the sons of Gershon, by their families, and by their father's house. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, and everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation. Even those numbered of them, by their families, by their father's house were 2,630. These were those numbered of the families of Gershon, everyone who is serving in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the mouth of Yahweh. And those numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their father's house. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going into the service, for work in the tabernacle of the congregation. Even their numbered ones by their families were 3,200. These were those numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered by the mouth of Yahweh, by Moses' hand. All those numbered, whom Moses and Aaron and the rulers of Israel numbered, of the Levites, by their families, and by their father's house. From a son of 30 years and upward, even to a son of 50 years, everyone who is going in to do the work of the service, even the service of burden in the tabernacle of the congregation. Even their numbered ones were 8,580. He numbered them by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses, each man according to his service, and according to his burden, even they were numbered by him, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Chapter 5. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, and they shall send every leper out of the camp, and everyone with an issue, and everyone defiled by a dead body. You shall send out from male and female. You shall send them to the outside of the camp. And they shall not defile their camps in the midst of which I dwell. And the sons of Israel did so, and put them outside the camp. As Yahweh spoke to Moses, so the sons of Israel did. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, man or woman, when they commit any of the sins of man, by committing a trespass against Yahweh, and that person is guilty. Then they shall confess their sin which they have done. And he shall make restitution for his guilt in full, and add its fifth to it, and shall give it to him against whom he has been guilty. And if a man has no kinsman to whom the guilt may be restored, the guilt which is restored shall belong to Yahweh, a priest's, besides the ram of the atonement by which he makes atonement for him. And every heave offering of all the holy things of the sons of Israel which they bring to the priest shall be his. And any man's dedicated things shall become his, that which any man gives to the priest becomes his. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When any man's wife goes astray, and has committed a trespass against him, and a man lies with her with semen, and it has been hidden from her husband's eyes, and is kept hidden, and she is defiled, and there is no other witness against her, and she has not been caught. And a spirit of jealousy has passed over him, and he has become jealous of his wife, and she has been defiled. Or, a spirit of jealousy has passed over him, and he has become jealous of his wife, and she has not become defiled. Then the man shall bring his wife in to the priest, and he shall bring in her offering for her, a tenth of an ephah of barley meal. He shall not pour oil on it, nor shall he put frankincense on it, for it is a food offering of jealousy, a food offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near, and shall cause her to stand before Yahweh. And the priest shall take holy water in an earthen vessel. And the priest shall take of the dust which is on the tabernacle floor, and shall put it into the water. And the priest shall cause the woman to stand before Yahweh, and shall make bare the woman's head, and shall give into her hand the food offering of memorial, it is a food offering of jealousy, and in the priest's hand shall be the bitter waters which cause the curse. And the priest shall cause her to swear and shall say to the woman, If no man has lain with you, and if you have not turned aside to impurity under your husband, be free from these bitter waters which cause the curse. And you, if you have turned aside under your husband, and if you have been defiled, and any man besides your husband has given his semen to you. Then the priest shall cause the woman to swear with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say to the woman, Yahweh shall make you a curse and an oath among your people, when Yahweh makes your thigh to fall away, and your belly to swell. And these waters which cause the curse shall go into your bowels to cause the belly to swell, and the thigh to fall. And the woman shall say, Amen, Amen. And the priest shall write these curses in a book, and shall blot them with the bitter waters. And he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter waters which cause the curse. And the waters which cause the curse shall enter into her for bitter things. And the priest shall take the food offering of jealousy out of the woman's hand, and shall wave the food offering before Yahweh, and shall bring it near to the altar. And the priest shall take a handful of the food offering, its memorial, and shall burn it as incense on the altar. And afterward he shall cause the woman to drink the water. And when he shall cause her to drink the water, then it shall be, if she has been defiled and has committed a trespass against her husband, the waters which cause the curse shall go into her for bitter things, and her belly shall swell, and her thigh shall fall away, and the woman shall become a curse in the midst of her people. And if the woman has not been defiled, and is pure, then she shall be clean and shall conceive seed. This is the law of jealousies when a wife turns aside under her husband, and has been defiled. Or when a spirit of jealousy passes over a man, and he has become jealous of his wife, then he shall cause the woman to stand before Yahweh, and the priest shall do to her all this law. And the man shall be clean from sin, and the woman shall bear her iniquity. Chapter 6. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and you shall say to them, When a man or a woman shall vow a vow, the vow of a Nazarite to be separated to Yahweh. He shall separate from wine and fermented drink, he shall not drink vinegar of wine or vinegar of fermented drink, he shall not drink any juice of the grapes, and he shall not eat dry or moist grapes. All the days of his separation he shall not eat from all that is made of the vine, from pressed grapes, even to the stem. All the days of the vow of his separation, a razor shall not pass over his head, he shall be holy until all the days are fulfilled which he has separated to Yahweh. He shall allow the locks of the hair of his head to grow long. All the days of his separation to Yahweh he shall not go near a dead person. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or his mother or for his brother or his sister at their death, because his separation to his Elohim is on his head. All the days of his separation he shall be holy to Yahweh. And if any man dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles his consecrated head, then he shall shave his head on the day of his cleansing, on the seventh day he shall shave it. And on the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting. And the priest shall prepare one for a sin offering, and one for a burnt offering, and shall atone for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead body. And he shall dedicate his head on that day. And he shall separate to Yahweh the days of his consecration, and shall bring a he lamb of the first year for a guilt offering. But the former days shall be void, for his separation was defiled. And this is the law of the Nazarite: when the days of his separation are fulfilled, bring him into the door of the tent of meeting. And he shall offer his offering to Yahweh, one he lamb of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering, and one she lamb, a yearling, without blemish, for a sin offering, and one ram, without blemish, for a peace offering. And a basket of unleavened cakes of flour, cakes mixed with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and their food offering, and their drink offerings. And the priest shall bring them before Yahweh, and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. And he shall offer the ram for a sacrifice of peace offering to Yahweh, with the basket of unleavened cakes. And the priest shall offer its food offering and its drink offering. And the Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of meeting, and shall take the hair of the head of his separation and shall put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. And the priest shall take the boiled shoulder from the ram and one unleavened cake out of the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and shall put them on the hands of the Nazarite after he has shaved his separation. And the priest shall wave them, a wave offering before Yahweh. It is holy to the priest, besides the breast of the wave offering, and besides the leg of the heave offering. And afterward the Nazarite shall drink wine. This is the law of the Nazarite who vows his offering to Yahweh for his separation, besides that which his hand may get, according to his vow which he vows, so he shall do by the law of his separation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, In this way you shall bless the sons of Israel, saying to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh cause his face to shine on you, and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his face to you, and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the sons of Israel, and I myself will bless them. Chapter 7. And it happened on the day that Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed it and sanctified it, and all its vessels, and the altar and all its vessels. And he anointed them and sanctified them. And the rulers of Israel, the chiefs of their fathers' houses offered. These were the rulers of the tribes, these were they that stood over the numbered ones. And they brought their offerings before Yahweh, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the rulers, for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take it from them, that they may be used to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall give them to the Levites, to each man according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. He gave 2 wagons and 4 oxen to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And he gave 4 wagons and 8 oxen to the sons of Merari, according to their service under Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But he did not give any to the sons of Kohath, because the service of the holy things belonged to them. They bore them on their shoulders. And the rulers brought the dedication offering of the altar in the day it was anointed. And the rulers brought near their offering before the altar. And Yahweh said to Moses, They shall present their offering, one to the day, one ruler to the day, for the dedication of the altar. And he who brought his offering the first day was Nashon the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. His offering 1 silver dish, its weight 130, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 1 golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab. In the second day Nathanael the son of Zur, ruler of Issachar, offered. He brought for his offering one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Nathanael the son of Zur. On the third day Eliab the son of Helon ruler of the sons of Zebulun. His offering one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day Eliezer the son of Shedur, the ruler of the sons of Reuben offered. His offering one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eliezer the son of Shedur. On the fifth day Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, ruler of the sons of Simeon. His offering one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day Eliasaph the son of Duel, ruler of the sons of Gad. His offering was one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Eliasaph the son of Duel. On the seventh day Elishama the son of Ammihud, ruler of the sons of Ephraim offered. His offering one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five he lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Ammihud. On the eighth day Gamaliel the son of Pedahzer, ruler of the sons of Manasseh offered. His offering was one silver dish, its weight 130, one silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. One young bull, one ram, one he lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. One male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Gamaliel the son of Pedahzur. On the ninth day Abidan the son of Gideoni, ruler of the sons of Benjamin, offered. His offering was 1 silver dish, its weight 130, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 1 golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai, ruler of the sons of Dan, offered. His offering 1 silver dish, its weight 130, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 1 golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day Pagiel the son of Ochran, ruler of the sons of Asher, offered. His offering 1 silver dish, its weight 130, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 1 golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Pagiel the son of Ochran. On the 12th day Ahira the son of Enan, ruler of the sons of Naphtali, offered. His offering 1 silver dish, its weight 130, 1 silver basin of 70 shekels according to the sanctuary shekel, both of them full of flour mixed with oil for a food offering. 1 golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb, the son of a year, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the offering of Ahira the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, in the day when it was anointed, at the hand of the rulers of Israel: 12 silver dishes, 12 silver basins, 12 golden pans. Each silver dish 130 in weight, and each basin 70, all the silver of the vessels was 2,400 shekels by the sanctuary shekel. 12 golden pans full of incense, 10 to this and 10 to that pan, according to the sanctuary shekel, all the gold of the pans was 120. All the animals for the burnt offering, 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 yearling he-lambs, and their food offering, and the 12 males of the goats for a sin offering. And all the animals for the sacrifice of the peace offering, 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 he-goats, 60 he-lambs, sons of a year. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. And when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice speaking to him from the mercy seat which is on the ark of the testimony, from between the 2 cherubs, and he spoke to him. Chapter 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and say to him, When you go up with the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light in the front of the menorah. And Aaron did so. He went up with its lamps in front of the menorah, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And this was the work of the menorah, hammered work of gold to its base, and to its flowers, it was hammered work, according to the pattern which Yahweh caused Moses to see. So he made the menorah. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take the Levites from among the sons of Israel and cleanse them. And thus you will do to them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of sin offering on them. And they shall make a razor pass over all their flesh and wash their garments and cleanse themselves. And they shall take a bull, a son of the herd, and its food offering, flour mixed with oil, and a 2nd bull, a son of the herd, you shall take for a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites near before the tent of meeting. And you shall assemble all the company of the sons of Israel. And you shall bring the Levites before Yahweh, and the sons of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall wave the Levites as a wave offering before Yahweh, from the sons of Israel, that they may serve at the service of Yahweh. And the Levites shall lay their hands on the head of the bulls. And you shall offer the one for a sin offering, and one a burnt offering to Yahweh, to atone for the Levites. And you shall cause the Levites to stand before Aaron and before his sons, and shall wave them as a wave offering to Yahweh. And you shall separate the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel, and the Levites shall become mine. And afterward the Levites shall come in to serve in the tent of meeting, and you shall cleanse them, and shall wave them, a wave offering. For they are wholly given to me from among the sons of Israel, instead of the one who opens any womb, the firstborn of all, from the sons of Israel. I have taken them to myself. For every firstborn among the sons of Israel, among man and among animal, is mine. I set them apart for myself in the day I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt. And I take the Levites instead of every firstborn among the sons of Israel. And I have given the Levites as given to Aaron and to his sons from the midst of the sons of Israel to serve in the service of the sons of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation, and to atone for the sons of Israel, and there shall not be a plague among the sons of Israel to the sons of Israel by coming near to the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel, did to the Levites according to all that Yahweh had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so the sons of Israel did to them. And the Levites cleansed themselves, and washed their garments. And Aaron waved them as a wave offering before Yahweh, and Aaron atoned for them, to cleanse them. And afterward the Levites went in to do their service in the tent of meeting, before Aaron and before his sons, as Yahweh commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, This is that which pertains to the Levites, from 25 years old and upward he shall go in to do the service and the works of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from a son of 50 years they shall return from the service of the work, and shall not serve any more. But he shall serve with his brothers in the tent of meeting, to keep the charge, only he shall not serve at a service. So you shall do to the Levites concerning their charge. Chapter 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Also the sons of Israel shall prepare the Passover in its appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, between the evenings, you shall prepare it according to all its statutes, and according to all its ordinances. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel to prepare the Passover. And they prepared the Passover in the first month on the 14th day of the month, between the evenings, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh had commanded Moses, so the sons of Israel did. And there were men who had been defiled by the body of a man, and they had not been able to prepare the Passover on that day. And they came near before Moses, and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, We are defiled by the body of a man. Why are we restrained so as not to be able to offer the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season, in the midst of the sons of Israel? And Moses said to them, You stand by, so that I may hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your generation shall be unclean by reason of a body, or be in a distant journey, yet he shall keep the Passover to Yahweh. In the second month, on the 14th day between the evenings, they shall keep it, they shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until morning, nor break a bone of it. According to all the statutes of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean, and is not on a journey, and has failed to prepare the Passover, even that person shall be cut off from his people, because he did not bring the offering of Yahweh in its appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And if an alien shall reside with you, and desires to keep the Passover to Yahweh, he shall do according to the statute of the Passover, and according to its ordinance. You shall have one statute, both for the alien and for the native of the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, even the tabernacle of the testimony. And at evening there was on the tabernacle the appearance of fire, until morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it, and the appearance of fire by night. And whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, then after that the sons of Israel pulled up stakes, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the sons of Israel encamped. By the mouth of Yahweh the sons of Israel pulled up stakes, and by the mouth of Yahweh they encamped. All the days that the cloud remained over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. And when the cloud tarried over the tabernacle many days, then the sons of Israel kept the charge of Yahweh, and did not pull up stakes. And when the cloud was over the tabernacle many days, by the mouth of Yahweh they encamped, and by the mouth of Yahweh they pulled up stakes. And so when the cloud was there from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they pulled up stakes. Whether by day or by night, when the cloud was taken up, then they pulled up stakes. Whether 2 days, or a month, or days, when the cloud tarried over the tabernacle, to remain over it, the sons of Israel remained in camp, and did not pull up stakes. And when it was lifted up, they pulled up stakes. By the mouth of Yahweh they encamped, and by the mouth of Yahweh they pulled up stakes. They kept the charge of Yahweh, by the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses. Chapter 10. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Make 2 trumpets of silver for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work, and they shall be to you for the calling of the congregation, and for causing the camps to pull up stakes. And when they blow with them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting. And if they blow with one, then the rulers, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall assemble to you. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall then pull up stakes. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall pull up stakes, they shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is gathered, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets. And they shall be to you for a never-ending statute throughout your generations. And when you go into battle in your land against the foe distressing you, then you shall blow with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim. And you shall be saved from your enemies. And in the day of your gladness, and in your appointed times, and in your new moons, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be to you for a memorial before your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And it happened in the 2nd year, in the 2nd month, in the 20th of the month, the cloud went up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes in their journeying from the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud stayed on it in the wilderness of Paran. And they pulled up stakes first at the mouth of Yahweh, by the hand of Moses. And in the front, the standard of the camp of the sons of Judah pulled up stakes, by their armies. And over its army was Nashon the son of Amminadab. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Issachar was Nathanael the son of Zur. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun was Eliab the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari pulled up stakes, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben pulled up stakes, by their armies. And over its army was Eliezer the son of Shedur. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Shelumiel son of Zurishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Gad was Eliasaph son of Duel. And the Kohathites pulled up stakes, bearing the sanctuary. And others set up the tabernacle while they came. And the standard of the camp of the sons of Ephraim pulled up stakes, by their armies. And over its army was Elishama the son of Ammihud. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh was Gamaliel the son of Pedahzer. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin was Abidan the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the sons of Dan pulled up stakes, to the rear of all the camps, by their armies. And over its army was Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Asher was Pagiel the son of Ochran. And over the army of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali was Ahira the son of Enan. These were the journeyings of the sons of Israel according to their armies. And they pulled up stakes. And Moses said to Hobab the son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are pulling up stakes to go to the place of which Yahweh has said, I will give it to you. Go with us, and we will do good to you, for Yahweh has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said to him, I shall not go, but I shall go to my land and to my kindred. And he said, Please do not forsake us, because you know as to how we encamp in the wilderness, and you shall be to us for eyes. And it shall be when you go with us, yea, it shall be that what good Yahweh shall do to us, we shall do good to you. And they pulled up stakes from the mount of Yahweh 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh pulled out before them, 3 days' journey, to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahweh was on them by day as they pulled up stakes from the camp. And it happened when the ark pulled out, Moses said, Rise, O Yahweh, and your enemies shall be scattered, and those hating you shall flee from your presence. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Yahweh, to the myriads of the thousands of Israel. Chapter 11. And the people were evil, as those complaining in the ears of Yahweh. And Yahweh heard, and his anger glowed, and the fire of Yahweh burned among them and devoured in the extreme edge of the camp. And the people cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to Yahweh, and the fire was quenched. And he called the name of that place Taberah, because the fire of Yahweh burned among them. And the mixed multitude among them lusted with a great lust, and the sons of Israel also turned back and wept, and said, Who shall cause us to eat flesh? We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic, and now our soul withers. There is nothing except this manna before our eyes. And the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like the look of delium resin gum. And the people went around and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in mortars, and boiled it in a pan, and made it into cakes. And its taste was like the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew came down on the camp by night, the manna came down on it. And Moses heard the people weeping by its families, each at the door of his tent, and the anger of Yahweh glowed exceedingly, and in the eyes of Moses it was evil. And Moses said to Yahweh, Why have you done evil to your servant, and why have I not found grace in your eyes to put the burden of all this people on me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten it, that you say to me, Carry it in your bosom as the foster father bears the suckling, to the land which you have sworn to its fathers. Where shall I get flesh to give to all this people? For they weep to me, saying, Give to us flesh that we may eat. I am not able, I alone, to bear all this people, for it is too heavy for me. And if you deal thus with me, please quickly kill me, if I have found grace in your eyes, and let me not look on my evil. And Yahweh said to Moses, Assemble to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you have known that they are elders of the people, and its officers. And you shall take them to the tent of the congregation, and they shall line up themselves there with you. And I shall come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and will put it on them, and they will bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. And you shall say to the people, Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of Yahweh, saying, Who shall give us flesh, for we had good in Egypt? And Yahweh shall give flesh to you, and you shall eat. You shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days. But to a month of days, until it comes out of your nostrils, and it shall become to you a loathsome thing, because you have despised Yahweh, who is in your midst, and weep before him, saying, Why is it that we have come out of Egypt? And Moses said, The people in whose midst I am are 600,000 footmen, and you have said, I shall give flesh to them, and they shall eat a month of days. Shall flock and herd be slaughtered for them, so one may find for them? Are all the fish in the sea to be gathered for them, that one may find for them? And Yahweh said to Moses, Is the hand of Yahweh shortened? Now you shall see whether my word shall come to pass to you or not. And Moses went out and spoke to the people the words of Yahweh and gathered 70 men of the elders of the people, and caused them to stand around the tabernacle. And Yahweh came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and set apart of the Spirit which was on him, and put it on the 70 men of the elders. And it happened, as the Spirit rested on them, that they prophesied, but they did not continue. And two of the men were left in the camp, the name of the one being Eldad, and the name of the second Medad, and the Spirit rested on them, and they were among those written, but did not go out to the tabernacle. and they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, minister to Moses, of his young men, answered and said, My master Moses, stop them. And Moses said to him, Are you jealous for my sake? Oh, that all the people of Yahweh were prophets, that Yahweh would put his spirit on them. And Moses withdrew into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And a wind went forth from Yahweh and cut off quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as a day's journey here, and as a day's journey there, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits above the face of the land. And the people rose up all that day, and all that night, and the day after, and gathered the quails, he who at least had gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves around the camp. The flesh was yet between their teeth, it was not yet cut off, and the anger of Yahweh glowed among the people. And Yahweh struck among the people with a very great plague. And one called the name of that place, the Graves of Lust, for there they buried the people who lusted. From the Graves of Lust the people pulled up stakes to go to Hazeroth, and they remained in Hazeroth. Chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, because of the Cushite woman whom he had taken. For he had taken a Cushite woman. And they said, Has Yahweh spoken only by Moses? Has he not also spoken by us? And Yahweh heard. And the man Moses was very depressed, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. And Yahweh said suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, You three come out to the tent of the meeting. And the three of them came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood at the tabernacle door, and called Aaron and Miriam. And both of them came out. And he said, Now hear my words, if your prophet is of Yahweh, I will make myself seen by him in an appearance, I will speak to him in a dream. It is not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak to him mouth to mouth, and by an appearance, and not in riddles, and he looks upon the form of Yahweh. So why have you not been afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? And the anger of Yahweh glowed against them, and he left. And the cloud turned away from the tent. And, behold, Miriam was leprous as snow. And Aaron turned toward Miriam, and, behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, O my master, I beg you, do not lay sin upon us, by which we have done foolishly, and by which we have sinned. I pray, do not let her be as one who is dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, O Elohim, I beg you, please heal her. And Yahweh said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? She shall be shut out 7 days at the outside of the camp, and afterward she shall be brought in. And Miriam was shut out at the outside of the camp 7 days, and the people did not pull up stakes until Miriam was brought in. And afterward the people pulled up stakes from Hazeroth, and they encamped in the wilderness of Paran. Chapter 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Send men for you, and they shall spy out the land of Canaan which I am giving to the sons of Israel. You shall send one man for the tribe of his fathers, one man, every one a leader among them. And by the command of Yahweh, Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran. They were all of them men, heads of the sons of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua the son of Zachar. Of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat the son of Hori. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Of the tribe of Issachar, Igal the son of Joseph. Of the tribe of Ephraim, Joshua the son of Nun. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Palti the son of Raphu. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel the son of Sodi. Of the tribe of Joseph, of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi the son of Susi. Of the tribe of Dan, Ammiel the son of Gamali. Of the tribe of Asher, Sethur the son of Michael. Of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi the son of Vophsi. Of the tribe of Gad, Geuel the son of Machi. These were the names of the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun, Yahoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said to them, You go up this way into the Negev, and go up into the hills. And you shall see the land, what it is, and the people who are living on it, whether it is strong or feeble, whether it is few or many. And what the land is in which they live, whether good or bad, and what are the cities in which they live, whether in camps or in fortresses. And what the land is, whether it is fat or lean, whether wood is in it or not. And you shall make yourself strong and shall take of the fruit of the land. And it was the days of the first ripe grapes. And they went up and spied out the land, from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob, coming to Hamath. And they went up into the Negev, and came to Hebron. And Ahiman, Sheshai and Talmai, the sons of Anak, were there. And Hebron had been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came into the valley of Eshcol, and cut down from there a branch and one cluster of grapes. And they carried it on a staff by two, also of the pomegranates and of the figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the sons of Israel cut from there. And they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days. And they went and came into Moses and to Aaron, and to all the company of the congregation of the sons of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh. And they brought them and all the congregation word, and made them see the fruit of the land. And they reported to him and said, We came to the land where you sent us, and indeed it is flowing with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. But the people that live in the land are fierce, and the cities are walled up, very great. And also we have seen the children of Anak there. Amalek lives in the land of the Negev, and the Hittite, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite live in the hills. And the Canaanite is living by the sea, and beside the Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, We will certainly go up, and we will seize it, for we are well able to do it. And the men who had gone up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for it is stronger than we. And they sent out an evil report of the land which they had spied out to the sons of Israel, saying, The land into which we passed, to spy it out, is a land eating up the ones living in it. And all the people we saw in its midst were men of stature. And we saw the giants there, the sons of Anak, of the giants. And we were in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. Chapter 14. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept during that night. And all the sons of Israel murmured against Moses, and against Aaron. And all the congregation said to them, Oh that we had died in the land of Egypt, or in this wilderness, oh that we had died! And why is Yahweh bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our infants have become a prey. Is it not good for us to return to Egypt? And they said each to his brother, Let us give a leader and return to Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the sons of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, of those who spied out the land, tore their garments. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, The land into which we passed, to spy it out, is an exceedingly good land. If Yahweh has delighted in us, then he will bring us into this land and will give it to us, a land which is flowing with milk and honey. Only, do not rebel against Yahweh. And you, do not fear the people of the land, for they are our bread, their defense has turned away from them, and Yahweh is with us, do not be afraid of them. And all the congregation said to stone them with stones. And the glory of Yahweh appeared in the tent of meeting, to all the sons of Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, Until when will this people despise me? And until when will they continue not to believe in me for all the signs I have done in its midst? I shall strike it with pestilence and dispossess it. And I will make you a nation greater and mightier than it. And Moses said to Yahweh, And the Egyptians will hear. For you have brought up this people out of their midst with your power. And they will say to the one living in this land, They have heard that you, Yahweh, are in the midst of this people, who is seen eye to eye. You are Yahweh, and your cloud stands over them, in a pillar of cloud you go before them by day, and in a pillar of fire by night. And will you cause this people to die as one man? Then the nations who have heard your fame will speak, saying, Because Yahweh is not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now, I beg you, let the power of Yahweh be great, as you have spoken, saying, Yahweh is slow to anger, and of great mercy, bearing away iniquity and transgression, and by no means will clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, on the third and on the fourth generation. I pray, forgive the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of your mercy, and as you have gone with this people from Egypt, even until now. And Yahweh said, I have forgiven according to your word. But as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. For all the men who are seeing my glory, and my miracles which I have done in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tried me these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice. They shall not see the land which I have sworn to their fathers. Yea, not one of those who provoked me shall see it. And my servant Caleb, because there is another spirit in him, and he is fully following me, I shall bring him into the land into which he has gone, and his seed shall possess it. And the Amalekite and the Canaanite were living in the valley. Tomorrow turn and pull up stakes for yourselves, going into the wilderness, the way of the Sea of Reeds. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil company who are murmuring against me? I have heard the murmurings of the sons of Israel which they are murmuring against me. Say to them, As I live, says Yahweh, as surely as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, even all your numbered sons, as to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, in that you have murmured against me. You shall certainly not come into the land which I lifted up my hand to cause you to live in it, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. As for your infants, of whom you have said, they shall be a prey, I shall bring them in, and they shall know the land which you have rejected. As for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. And your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years, and shall bear your fornications until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. By the number of the days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, a day for a year, a day for a year, you shall bear your iniquities 40 years, you shall know my alienation from you. I am Yahweh, I have spoken. I shall do this to all this evil company who are gathered together against me. They shall be brought to an end in this wilderness, and there they shall die. And the men whom Moses had sent to spy out the land, and who, when they returned, made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up an evil report against the land. Even those men bringing up an evil report of the land, died by the plague before Yahweh. But Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of those men that went to spy out the land. And Moses told these words to all the sons of Israel, and the people mourned deeply. And they rose up early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, Behold, we are here, and we will go up to the place which Yahweh has said, for we have sinned. And Moses said, Why do you now transgress the mouth of Yahweh, since it will not prosper? Do not go up, for Yahweh is not in your midst, and you will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekite and the Canaanite are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword because you have turned back from following Yahweh, and Yahweh is not with you. And they presumed to go up to the top of the mountain, but the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh and Moses did not leave the middle of the camp. And the Amalekite and the Canaanite living in that mountain came down and struck them, and beat them down, to Hormah. Chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you have come to the land of your dwellings, which I am giving to you, then you shall prepare a fire offering to Yahweh, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, in fulfillment of a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your appointed seasons, to make a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, out of the herd, or out of the flock. And he who is bringing his offering to Yahweh shall bring near a food offering of flour, a tenth part, mixed with a fourth of a hin of oil. And wine for a drink offering, a fourth of a hin, you shall prepare for the burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, for the one lamb. Or you shall prepare a food offering of flour for a ram, 2/10 parts mixed with oil, 1/3 of a hin. And wine for a drink offering, 1/3 part of a hin. You shall bring it near, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And when you prepare a son of the herd for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, in fulfillment of a vow, or peace offerings to Yahweh, then he shall bring near for the son of the herd a food offering of flour, 3/10 parts, mixed with oil, 1/2 of a hin. And you shall bring wine near for a drink offering, a half of a hin, as a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. So it shall be done for one ox, or for the one ram, or for a lamb of the sheep, or of the goats. You shall prepare according to the number. So you shall do for everyone according to their number. All that are native shall do these things in this way, in bringing in an offering made by fire, of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And if an alien lives with you, or whoever may be among you, throughout your generations, and desires to offer a fire offering of a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, as you do, so he shall do. As for the congregation, there shall be one statute both for you and for the alien that lives with you, a never-ending statute throughout your generations, as you are, so shall the alien be before Yahweh. There shall be one law and one ordinance both for you and for the alien that lives with you. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you come into the land to which I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall lift up a heave offering to Yahweh. You shall lift up a cake of the first of your dough as a heave offering, as the heave offering of the threshing floor, so you shall lift it up. You shall give of the first of your dough to Yahweh, a heave offering for your generations. And when you shall err and shall not perform all these commands which Yahweh has spoken to Moses, even all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Moses from the day that Yahweh commanded, and onward for your generations, then it shall be, if it be done in ignorance by the congregation, without knowledge, even all the congregation shall offer a son of the herd, one bull, for a burnt offering, for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, and its food offering, and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall atone for all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. For it was in ignorance, and they have brought their offering, a fire offering to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their error. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and the alien that lives among them, shall be forgiven, for as to all the people, it was in ignorance. And if one person sins through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. And the priest shall atone for the soul that errs when he sins through ignorance before Yahweh to atone for him. And he shall be forgiven. Both the native among the sons of Israel, and the alien that lives among them, one law shall be to you for him who acts in error. And the soul that does anything with a high hand in defiance, whether of a native or of the alien, the same blasphemes Yahweh. And that person shall be cut off from the midst of his people. For he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his command, that soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be on him. And while the sons of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. And they put him under guard, for it had not been declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Moses, Surely, the man shall die, all the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and you shall say to them that they shall make themselves fringes on the corners of their garments, for their generations. And they shall put a thread of blue with the fringe of each corner. And he shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look on it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and do them, and that you do not go about after your own heart and your own eyes after which you fornicate. That you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy to your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Chapter 16. And Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, took also Dathan and Abiram the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the sons of Reuben. And they rose up before Moses, with certain of the sons of Israel, 250 rulers of the congregation, elect men of the assembly, men of name. And they were assembled against Moses and against Aaron, and said to them, You take too much. For all the congregation, all of them are holy, and Yahweh is among them. Why then do you lift up yourselves above the assembly of Yahweh? And Moses heard and fell on his face. And he spoke to Korah, and to all his company, saying, In the morning Yahweh will know who are his, and him who is holy, and shall cause him to come near him, even him whom he may choose, he will cause to come near to him. Do this, take fire pans for yourselves, Korah, and all his company, and put fire in them, and put incense on them before Yahweh tomorrow, and it shall be, the man whom Yahweh chooses, he shall be the Holy One. You take too much, sons of Levi. And Moses said to Korah, Hear now, you sons of Levi. Is it too little a thing to you that the Elohim of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation to minister to them? Yea, he has brought you near, and all your brothers, the sons of Levi, with you. And will you seek the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company that have gathered against Yahweh, what is Aaron that you murmur against him? And Moses sent to call for Dathan and for Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and they said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey, to kill us in the wilderness, but must you also seize dominion over us? Yea, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance in fields and vineyards, will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very angry, and said to Yahweh, Do not respect their offering, I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I done evil to one of them. And Moses said to Korah, You and all your company, you be there before Yahweh, you and they, and Aaron tomorrow. And each one take his fire pan, and you shall put incense on them, and shall offer before Yahweh, each his fire pan, 250 fire pans, even you and Aaron, each his fire pan. And they each took his fire pan, and put fire on them, and lay incense on them, and they stood at the door of the tent of meeting, with Moses and Aaron. And Korah assembled all the congregation against them, to the door of the tent of meeting, and the glory of Yahweh was seen by all the congregation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Separate yourselves from the midst of this company, and I will consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces, and said, O Elohim, Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be angry with all the congregation? And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the congregation, saying, You get away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel went after him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, Please turn away from the tents of these wicked men, and do not touch anything that they have, lest you be consumed in all their sins. And they got away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and Dathan and Abiram came out, standing at the door of their tents, and their wives, their sons, and their infants. And Moses said, By this you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, and that not from my own heart. If these die according to the death of all men, and are visited according to the visitation of all men, then Yahweh has not sent me. And if Yahweh makes a new thing, and the ground opens its mouth and swallows them, and all that they have, and they go down alive to Sheol, then you shall know that these men have despised Yahweh. And it happened, as he made an end of speaking all these words, the ground which was under them split apart. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them, and their houses, and all the men who were for Korah, and all their possessions. And they went down, they and all that they had, alive to Sheol, and the earth covered over them, and they perished from the midst of the assembly. And all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, Lest the earth swallow us up. And fire came forth from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered the incense. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, and he shall lift up the fire pans from the midst of the burning, and shall scatter the fire yonder, for they have become holy. The fire pans of these sinners against their own souls. And they shall make of them spread out plates, a covering for the altar, for they have brought them near before Yahweh, and they are holy. And they shall become a sign to the sons of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the bronze fire pans, which they who were burned had brought near, and they spread them out, a covering for the altar. A memorial to the sons of Israel. So that an alien who is not of the seed of Aaron shall not draw near to offer incense before Yahweh, and shall not be as Korah, and as his company, as Yahweh had spoken by the hand of Moses to him. And all the congregation of the sons of Israel murmured on the next day against Moses and against Aaron, saying, You have killed the people of Yahweh. And it happened, as the company was called together against Moses and against Aaron, that they turned toward the tent of meeting. And, behold, the cloud had covered it, and the glory of Yahweh appeared. And Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Get away from the midst of this company, and I shall consume them in a moment, and they fell on their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, Take the fire pan, and put fire on it from the altar, and lay on incense, and go, hurry to the congregation, and atone for them, for the wrath has gone out from the presence of Yahweh, the plague has begun. And Aaron did as Moses had spoken, and ran into the midst of the assembly. And, behold, the plague had begun among the people. And he laid on the incense and atoned for the people. And stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. And those who died by the plague were 14,700, besides those who died for the matter of Korah. And Aaron turned back to Moses, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Chapter 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, and take from each of them a rod, for a father's house, from all their rulers, for the house of their fathers, 12 rods. You shall write the name of each on his rod. And you shall write Aaron's name on the staff of the tribe of Levi, for 1 rod shall be for the head of their father's house. And you shall place them in the tent of meeting, before the testimony, where I shall meet with you, and it shall be that the man's rod which I choose shall blossom. And I shall cause the murmurings of the sons of Israel, which they are murmuring against you, to stop from me. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and all their rulers gave to him 1 rod for each ruler, 1 rod for a ruler, for their father's house, 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among the rods. And Moses placed the rods before Yahweh, in the tent of the testimony. And it happened on the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and, behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi had budded, and put forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and bore ripe almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before Yahweh to all the sons of Israel. And they looked, and each one took his rod. And Yahweh said to Moses, Put back the rod of Aaron, before the testimony, to be kept as a token to the sons of rebellion. And you shall end their murmurings from me, and they shall not die. And Moses did as Yahweh had commanded him, so he did. And the sons of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, Behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Anyone who draws near to the tabernacle of Yahweh shall die, shall we be consumed to die. Chapter 18. And Yahweh said to Aaron, You, and your sons, and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary. And you, and your sons with you, shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. And also your brothers, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, you shall bring near with you, that they may be joined to you and may minister to you, you and your sons in your being before the tent of the testimony. And they shall keep your charge and the charge of all the tabernacle, only, they shall not go near to the vessels of the sanctuary and to the altar. And they shall not die, either they or you. And they shall be joined to you, and shall keep the charge of the tent of meeting, for all the service of the tabernacle, and a foreigner shall not go near to you. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, and there shall be no more wrath against the sons of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brothers the Levites from the midst of the sons of Israel, as a gift they are given to you by Yahweh, to do the service of the tent of meeting. And you, and your sons with you, shall keep your priesthood, in everything that pertains to the altar, and to that inside the veil. And you shall serve, I have given you the priesthood as a service of gift, and the stranger who comes near shall be caused to die. And Yahweh spoke to Aaron, saying, And I, behold, I have given to you the charge of my heave offerings, of all the devoted things of the sons of Israel. I have given them to you for the anointing, and to your sons, by a perpetual statute. This shall be yours of the most holy things, from the fire, every offering of theirs, even every food offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every guilt offering of theirs, which they may render to me, it shall be most holy to you, and to your sons. You shall eat it in the Holy of Holies, every male shall eat it shall be holy to you. And this is yours, the heave offering of their gift with all the wave offerings of the sons of Israel. I have given them to you, and to your sons, and to your daughters with you, by a never-ending statute, every clean one in your house shall eat it. All the best of the oil, and all the best of the new wine, and wheat, the first fruits of them which they give to Yahweh, I have given to you. The first fruits of all that is in their land, which they bring in to Yahweh shall be yours, every clean one in your house shall eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Every one opening a womb of all flesh which they offer to Yahweh, among man and among animal, shall be yours. Only, you shall certainly redeem the firstborn of man, and you shall redeem the firstling of the unclean beasts. And their redeemed ones, from a month old, you shall redeem with your valuation of silver, 5 shekels, by the shekel of the sanctuary, it is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of an ox, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, you shall not redeem, they are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar, and you shall burn their fat as incense, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And their flesh shall be yours, as the breast of the wave offering, and as the right leg, it shall be yours. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the sons of Israel shall lift up to Yahweh, I have given to you and to your sons, and to your daughters with you, by a never-ending statute, a covenant of salt, it shall be forever before Yahweh to you and to your seed with you. And Yahweh said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them, I am your portion and your inheritance among the sons of Israel. And, behold, I have given all the tithe in Israel to the sons of Levi for an inheritance, in return for their service which they are serving, the service of the tent of meeting. And the sons of Israel shall not come near to the tent of meeting any more, lest they bear sin, and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tent of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity, it shall be a never-ending statute throughout your generations, that in the midst of the sons of Israel they shall have no inheritance. But the tithes of the sons of Israel which they shall lift up to Yahweh, a heave offering, I have given to the Levites for inheritance, therefore I have said to them, they shall have no inheritance among the sons of Israel. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, and you shall say to the Levites, and you shall speak to them, when you take the tithe from the sons of Israel, which I have given to you from them, for your inheritance, then you shall lift from it a heave offering of Yahweh, a tithe of the tithe. And your heave offering shall be counted to you as grain from the threshing floor, and as fullness from the winepress. So you also shall lift up the heave offering of Yahweh from all your tithes which you receive from the sons of Israel. And you shall give from it the heave offering of Yahweh to Aaron the priest. You shall lift up the whole heave offering of Yahweh out of all your gifts, out of all its fat, its holy part, out of it. And you shall say to them, when you lift up its fat out of it, then it shall be counted to the Levites as increase of a threshing floor, and as increase of a winepress. And you shall eat it in every place, you and your households, for it is your reward in return for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And you shall bear no sin because of it, since you have lifted up from it the best of it. And you shall not profane the holy things of the sons of Israel so that you may not die. Chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, this is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer, without blemish, in which there is no blemish, on which no yoke ever came. And you shall give her to Eleazar the priest, and she shall be brought forth outside the camp, and she shall be slaughtered before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and shall sprinkle of her blood toward the front of the tent of meeting 7 times. And the heifer shall be burned before his eyes, her skin, and her flesh, and her blood with her dung, shall be burned. And the priest shall take cedar wood, and hyssop and scarlet, and shall cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he may come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burned her shall wash his clothes in water, and shall bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and shall lay them up outside the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the sons of Israel for a water of impurity, it is a sin offering. And he that gathers the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until the evening, and it shall be to the sons of Israel, and to the stranger that lives among them, for a never-ending statute. He that touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall cleanse himself for it on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day he shall be clean. And if he does not cleanse himself on the 3rd day, then on the 7th day he shall not be clean. Anyone who touches the dead body, the body of a man who dies, and does not cleanse himself, he shall have defiled the tabernacle of Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off from Israel, for the water of impurity shall not be sprinkled upon him. He shall be unclean, his uncleanness shall be still on him. This is the law: when a man dies in a tent, everyone who comes into the tent, and all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which has no covering of thread on it shall be unclean. And whoever in the open field touches one that has been pierced with a sword, or one that has died of himself, or the bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for the unclean they shall take the ashes of the burning of the sin offering, and living water in a vessel shall be put on it. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and shall dip it in the water, and shall sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched the bone, or the slain, or the dead, or the grave. And the clean person shall sprinkle on the unclean on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, and on the 7th day he shall purify himself, and he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from the midst of the congregation, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh, the water for impurity has not been sprinkled on him, he shall be unclean. And it shall be a continual statute to them, and he that sprinkles the water of impurity shall wash his clothes, and he that touches the water of sprinkling shall be unclean until evening. And whatever the unclean person touches shall be unclean, and the soul that touches it shall be unclean until evening. Chapter 20. And the sons of Israel, even the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the 1st month, and the people remained in Kadesh. And Miriam died there, and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they were gathered against Moses, and against Aaron. And the people contended with Moses, and spoke, saying, "Oh, that we had died when our brothers died before Yahweh! And why have you brought the assembly of Yahweh to this wilderness to die there, we and our animals? And why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place, not a place of seed, nor fig, nor vine, nor pomegranate, and there is no water to drink?" And Moses and Aaron went in from the eyes of the assembly, to the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces. And the glory of Yahweh appeared to them. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron. And speak to the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth its water, and you shall bring water out of the rock to them, so you shall water the congregation and their animals." And Moses took the rod from before Yahweh, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron assembled the congregation before the rock. And he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water to you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and smote the rock with his rod twice, and much water came out, and the congregation and their animals drank. And Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me, to sanctify me before the eyes of the sons of Israel, therefore you shall not bring in this congregation to the land which I have given to them. These are the waters of Meribah, because the sons of Israel contended with Yahweh, and he was sanctified among them." And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, "So says your brother Israel, you surely have known all the travail which has found us. That our fathers went down to Egypt, and we lived in Egypt many days, and the Egyptians did evil to us and to our fathers. And we cried to Yahweh, and he heard our voice, and sent a messenger, and is bringing us out of Egypt, and, behold, we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Please let us pass over, through your land. We shall not pass over through a field, nor through a vineyard, nor shall we drink water of a well. We shall go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, until we have passed your border." And Edom said to him, "You shall not pass through me, lest I come out with the sword against you." And the sons of Israel said to him, "We shall go in the highway, and if we drink of your waters, our cattle and us, then I shall give their price. Only let me pass through on my feet, there shall be no speech." And he said, You shall not pass through. And Edom came out against him with many people, and with a strong hand. And Edom refused to allow Israel to pass over through his border. And Israel turned away from him. And the sons of Israel, the whole congregation, pulled up stakes from Kadesh and came in to Mount Hor. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor, on the edge of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not go into the land which I have given to the sons of Israel, because you rebelled against my mouth at the waters of strife. Take Aaron and his son Eleazar, and cause them to go up to Mount Hor. And strip Aaron of his garments, and you shall put them on his son Eleazar. And Aaron shall be gathered and shall die there. And Moses did as Yahweh had commanded, and they went up to Mount Hor before the eyes of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, and clothed his son Eleazar with them. And Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And all the congregation saw that Aaron had died, and they mourned Aaron 30 days, all the house of Israel. Chapter 21. And King Arad the Canaanite, who lived in the south, heard that Israel had come the way of spies, and he fought against Israel, and took some of them captive. And Israel vowed a vow to Yahweh, and said, If giving, you give this people into my hand, then I will exterminate their cities. And Yahweh listened to the voice of Israel, and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and the name of the place was called Hormah. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Hor by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became impatient because of the way. And the people spoke against Elohim, and against Moses, Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, and there is no water, and our soul hates this light bread. And Yahweh sent the seraphim in the form of serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. And the people came in to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against Yahweh, and against you. Pray to Yahweh, and he shall turn the serpent away from us. And Moses prayed on behalf of the people. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Make yourself a seraph, and set it on a pole, and it shall be that when anyone is bitten, when he sees it, he shall live. And Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and it happened, if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes and encamped in Oboth. And they pulled up stakes from Oboth, and camped in Ijearbarim, in the wilderness that is before Moab, toward the rising of the sun. From there they pulled up stakes and camped in the valley of Zered. From there they pulled up stakes and camped beyond Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the border of the Amorite, for Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorite. Therefore, it is said in the book of the wars of Yahweh, Waheb in Sufa, the torrents of Arnon. And the slope of the torrent beds that turn down toward the site of Ar, and lean on the border of Moab. And from there they went to Beer, that is the well of which Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Gather the people and I will give water to them. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing to it. The well which the rulers dug, which the nobles of the people dug with their staves, at the word of the lawgiver. And from the wilderness they went to Madinah. And from Madinah they went to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth. And from Bamoth in the valley which is in the field of Moab to the top of Pisgah, and looking toward the wilderness. And Israel sent messengers to Sihon king of the Amorites, saying, Let me pass through your land, we will not turn into a field or into a vineyard, we will not drink waters of a well, we will go in the king's highway until we have passed over your border. And Sihon would not allow Israel to pass through his border. And Sihon gathered all his people and went out to meet Israel in the wilderness, and they came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel struck him by the mouth of the sword and seized his land, from Arnon to Jabbok, to the sons of Ammon. For the border of the sons of Ammon was strong. And Israel took all these cities. And Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorite, in Heshbon and in all its daughter villages. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon king of the Amorites. And he had fought against the former king of Moab and had taken his land out of his hand, to Arnon. On account of this the parable speakers say, Come to Heshbon. let the city of Sihon be built and established. For a fire has gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon, it has consumed Ar of Moab, the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You are undone, O people of Chemosh! He has given his sons as fugitives and his daughters into captivity, to Sihon king of the Amorites. We have cast them down, Heshbon has perished, even to Dibon, and we have ravaged even to Nopha, which is to Medaba. And Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites. And Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they took its villages and drove out the Amorite who was there. And they turned and went the way of Bashan. And Og king of Bashan came out to meet them, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to Moses, Do not fear him, for I have given him into your hand, and all his people and his land. And you shall do to him as you have done to Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. And they struck him and his sons and all his people until he did not have a remnant left. And they seized his land. Chapter 22. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes and camped on the plains of Moab, beyond the Jordan, by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab greatly feared because of the people, for it was many. And Moab was vexed by the presence of the sons of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this assembly is licking up all that is around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of Moab at that time. And he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor, to Pethor which is beside the river of the land of the sons of his people, to call for him, saying, Behold, a people has come out of Egypt. Behold, it has covered the eye of the earth, and it is sitting next to me. And now please come, curse this people for me, for it is stronger than I. Perhaps I will prevail, that we may strike them, that I may drive them out from the land. For I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian left with the rewards of the seer in their hand. And they came to Balaam and spoke the words of Balak to him. And he said to them, Stay here tonight, and I will bring back word to you, even as Yahweh may speak to me. And the leaders of Moab stayed with Balaam. And Elohim came to Balaam and said, Who are these men with you? And Balaam said to Elohim, Balak the son of Zippor king of Moab has sent to me, saying, Behold, a people has come out of Egypt which covers the eye of the earth. Now come, curse them for me, perhaps I will be able to overcome it and drive it out. And Elohim said to Balaam, You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for it is blessed. And Balaam rose in the morning and said to the leaders of Balak, Go to your land, for Yahweh has refused to allow me to go with you. And the leaders of Moab rose up and came to Balak. And they said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again, more leaders and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, So says Balak the son of Zippor, Please do not be hindered from coming to me. For I will honor you with very much riches, and all that you say to me I will do. And please come, curse this people for me. And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, If Balak would give to me his house full of gold and silver, I could not go beyond the mouth of Yahweh my Elohim, to do anything, small or great. And now you also please stay here tonight. And I shall know what more Yahweh may speak to me. And Elohim came to Balaam at night and said to him, If the men have come to call you, rise up, go with them and say only the thing that I speak to you, it you shall do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the chiefs of Moab. And the anger of Elohim glowed because he went. And the messenger of Yahweh set himself in the road, as a foe against him. And he was riding on his donkey, and two of his young men with him. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahweh standing in the road, and his sword was drawn in his hand. And the donkey turned out of the road and went into a field. And Balaam struck the donkey, to turn it back into the road. And the messenger of Yahweh stood in a narrow path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahweh, and she pushed herself to the wall and crushed the foot of Balaam against the wall. And again he struck her. And again the messenger of Yahweh passed on and stood in a narrow place, where there was no way to turn, either to the right or to the left. And the donkey saw the messenger of Yahweh, and she lay down under Balaam. And the anger of Balaam glowed, and he struck the donkey with his staff. And Yahweh opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have beaten me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have insulted me. If only there were a sword in my hand now I would kill you." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life long to this day? Was I ever known to do so to you?" And he said, "No." And Yahweh opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the messenger of Yahweh standing in the road with his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed and fell on his face. And the messenger of Yahweh said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an enemy because your way is contrary to me." And the donkey saw me and turned aside before me these three times. If she had not turned aside, surely now I would have killed you and saved her alive. And Balaam said to the messenger of Yahweh, "I have sinned, for I did not know that you stood against me in the way. Now if evil is in your eyes, I will turn back by myself." And the messenger of Yahweh said to Balaam, "Go with the men. But only the word that I speak to you, it you shall speak." And Balaam went with the leaders of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam had come, and had gone out to meet him, to a city of Moab which is on the border of Arnon, which is in the outermost border. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Sending, did I not send to you, to call for you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not truly able to honor you?" And Balaam said to Balak, "Behold, I have come to you. Now am I able to speak anything at all? The word which Elohim puts in my mouth that I will speak." And Balaam went with Balak. And they came to Kirjat Huzoth. And Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam and to the leaders who were with him. And it happened in the morning, and Balak took Balaam and caused him to go up to the high places of Baal. And from there he saw the edge of the people. Chapter 23. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here." And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on the altar. And Balaam said to Balak, "Station yourself by your burnt offering, and I will go on. It may be that Yahweh will come to meet me, and I will declare to you the things which he reveals to me." And he went to a high place. And Elohim came to Balaam, and he said to him, "I have set up 7 altars. And I have offered a bull and a ram on the altar." And Yahweh put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, "Return to Balak, and you shall say this." And he returned to him. And, lo, he was standing by his burnt offering, he and all the leaders of Moab. And he took up his parable and said, "He has led me from Aram, Balak king of Moab, from the mountains of the east, saying, 'Come, curse Jacob for me, and, come, rage at Israel. How shall I curse him whom El has not cursed? And how shall I rage at him at whom Yahweh has not raged? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and I behold him from the heights. Behold, it is a people that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. Who can count Jacob's dust, and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." And Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies, and lo, you have surely blessed." And he replied and said, "Must not I take heed to speak what Yahweh has put in my mouth?" And Balak said to him, "Now come with me to another place where you will see it, only you will see its edge and shall not see all of it, and curse it for me there." And he took him to the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah, and built 7 altars, and offered a bull and a ram on the altar. And he said to Balak, "Station yourself by the burnt offering while I go to meet him over there." And Yahweh met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and say this." And he came to him, and, lo, he stood by his burnt offering, and Moab's chiefs with him. And he said to him, "What has Yahweh spoken?" And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, give ear to me, son of Zippor. El is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. has he said, and shall he not do it? And has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received word to bless, yes, he has blessed, I cannot reverse it. He has seen no iniquity in Jacob, nor has he seen mischief in Israel. Yahweh his Elohim is with him, and the shout of a king is in him. El who brought them out of Egypt is for him like the lofty horns of the wild ox. For there is not a spell against Jacob, nor any fortune-telling against Israel. Now it is said of Jacob and Israel, see what El has done. Behold, the people shall rise like a lioness and like a lion he shall lift himself up, he shall not lie down until he eats the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. And Balak said to Balaam, do not curse it at all, nor bless it at all. And Balaam answered and said to Balak, did I not speak to you, saying, all that Yahweh speaks, that I will do? And Balak said to Balaam, come, please, I will take you to another place. It may be that it will be right in the eyes of Elohim to curse it for me from there. And Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which looks toward the wilderness. And Balaam said to Balak, build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here. And Balak did as Balaam said, and he offered a bull and a ram on the altar. Chapter 24. And Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, and he did not go, as at other times, to seek spells. And he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel camping, by its tribes. And the spirit of Elohim was on him. And he took up his parable and said, the saying of Balaam the son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes have been opened. The saying of him who hears the words of Elohim, who sees the vision of the Almighty, fallen down, yet with open eyes. How good are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel! They are spread out like valleys, like gardens by a river, and Yahweh has planted aloes, as cedars beside the water. He makes water flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom exalted. Elohim who has brought him out of Egypt is for him like the lofty horns of the wild ox, he shall eat up the nations that are his foes, and shall break their bones in pieces, and shall pierce them through with his arrows. He has crouched, he has lain down like a lion, and like a lioness, who shall rouse him up? Blessed is everyone that blesses you, and cursed is everyone that curses you. And Balak's anger glowed against Balaam, and he struck his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and, behold, you have altogether blessed them these 3 times. And now, flee to your place. I said to honor you with great riches, but, behold, Yahweh has kept you back from honor. And Balaam said to Balak, did I not speak to your messengers that you sent to me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the mouth of Yahweh, to do good or bad of my own heart. What Yahweh speaks, that I will speak. And now, behold, I go to my people. Come, and I will counsel you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, the saying of Balaam the son of Beor, and the saying of the man whose eyes are opened. The saying of him who hears the words of El, and he knowing the knowledge of the Most High who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down, yet with open eyes. I shall see him, but not now, I shall behold him, but not near. A star leads forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel and shall dash the corners of Moab, and break down all the sons of tumult. And Edom shall be a possession, and Seir shall be a possession, for his foes, but Israel shall do mightily. And one out of Jacob shall rule, and will destroy the survivors from Ar. And he looked upon Amalek, and took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end is to destruction forever. And he looked upon the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, your dwelling place may be enduring, and your nest may be set in a rock. But the Kenites shall be consumed, until Assyria shall carry you away. And he took up his parable and said, alas! Who shall live when El does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Cyprus, and they shall humble Assyria, and they shall humble Eber, and he also shall come to destruction forever. And Balaam rose up and left, and returned to his place, and Balak also went on his way. Chapter 25. And Israel lived in Shittim. And the people began to fornicate with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their Elohims. And the people ate and bowed themselves to their Elohims. And Israel was joined to Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh burned against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take all the leaders of the people and hang them up to Yahweh before the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, Each one of you kill his men, those who joined to Baal Peor. And, behold, a man of the sons of Israel came and brought in to his brothers a woman of Midian, before the eyes of Moses and before the eyes of all the congregation of the sons of Israel groaning at the door of the tent of meeting. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw. And he rose from amidst the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And went in after the man of Israel, into the tent room. And he pierced both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman, through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the sons of Israel. And those that died by the plague were 24,000. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the sons of Israel while he was zealous for my sake among them, so that I did not consume the sons of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. And it shall be to him, and to his seed after him, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his Elohim, and atoned for the sons of Israel. And the name of the man of Israel who was smitten, who was struck with the woman of Midian, was Zimri, the son of Salu, ruler of a father's house of the Simeonites. And the name of the woman who was struck, the woman of Midian, was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur, he was head of the people of a father's house in Midian. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites, and you shall strike them. For they are vexers to you, because of the wiles with which they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, and in the matter of Cozbi the daughter of a ruler of Midian, their sister, who was struck in the day of the plague because of the matter of Peor. Chapter 26. And it happened, after the plague, Yahweh spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Lift the heads of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, from a son of 20 years and upward, throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab beside Jordan, at Jericho, saying, Count from a son of 20 years and upward, as Yahweh commanded Moses and the sons of Israel, who went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, from Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and their numbered ones were 43,730. And the son of Palu was Eliab. And the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram who were called ones in the congregation, who fought against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they fought against Yahweh. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah, at the death of that company, when the fire devoured 250 men. And they became a sign. But the sons of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon according to their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites. Of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of Gad according to their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites. Of Ozni the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Arites. Of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the sons of Gad according to their numbered ones, 40,500. The sons of Judah, Er and Onan, and Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah by their families, of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. And the sons of Pharez, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to their numbered ones, 76,500. Of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Pua, the family of the Punites. Of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar according to their numbered ones, 64,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, of Sarid, the family of the Saridites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Yaleel, the family of the Yaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites according to those numbered to them, 60,500. And the sons of Joseph according to their families, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir fathered Gilead, of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Azriel, the family of the Azrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemida, the family of the Shemidaites, and of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and by their numbered ones, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the family of the Bachrites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. And these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim by their numbered ones, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph according to their families. The sons of Benjamin according to their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites. Of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufamites. And Bela's sons were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin according to their families, and by their numbered ones, 45,600. These are the sons of Dan according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites according to their numbered ones, 64,400. Of the sons of Asher according to their families, of Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jeshui, the family of the Jesuits of Beriah, the family of the Berites. Of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites. And Asher's daughter's name was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, by their numbered ones, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali by their families, and their numbered ones were 45,400. These were the numbered ones of the sons of Israel, 601,730. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, The land shall be divided to those for an inheritance, according to the number of names. To the many you shall increase their inheritance, and to the few you shall diminish their inheritance, each according to the mouth of his numbered ones shall be given his inheritance. But the land shall be divided by lot. They shall inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. By the mouth of the lot, possession of it shall be divided between the many and few. And these are the numbered ones of the Levites by their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Malites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Kohath fathered Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt. And she bore Aaron and Moses to Amram, and their sister Miriam. And Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar were born to Aaron. And Nadab and Abihu died for bringing strange fire before Yahweh. and their numbered ones were 23,000, all males, a son of a month and upward. For they were not counted among the sons of Israel, because there was no possession given them among the sons of Israel. These are those numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho. And among these there was not a man of those numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For Yahweh had said to them, "They shall surely die in the wilderness, and not a man of them should be left except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua the son of Nun." Chapter 27. And the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the family of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came. And these are his daughters' names, Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and Eleazar the priest, and before the rulers and all the congregation at the door of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not among the company who met together against Yahweh in the company of Korah, but he died for his own sins, and had no son. Why is our father's name taken away from the midst of his family because there is no son to him? Give us an inheritance among our father's brothers." And Moses brought their cause before Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad, speak rightly. Giving you shall give them a possession, an inheritance among their father's brothers. And you shall cause their father's inheritance to pass to them. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, When a man dies, and has no son, then you shall pass on his inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his possession to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative, of his family. And he shall own it, and it shall be a statute of judgment to the sons of Israel, as Yahweh has commanded Moses." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Get up into this mountain of Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the sons of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as your brother Aaron was gathered. For you rebelled against my mouth in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the waters before their eyes. They were the waters of strife in Kadesh, in the desert of Zin." And Moses spoke to Yahweh, saying, "Let Yahweh, the Elohim of the spirits of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, who may go out before them, and who may go in before them, and who may lead them out, and who may bring them in, so that the congregation of Yahweh may not be as sheep to whom there is no shepherd." And Yahweh said to Moses, "Take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. And cause him to stand before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge before their eyes. And you shall put from your dignity on him, so that all the congregation of the sons of Israel will listen. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask for him according to the judgment of the Urim before Yahweh. At his mouth they shall go out, and at his mouth they shall come in, he and all the sons of Israel with him, even all the congregation." And Moses did as Yahweh commanded him. And he took Joshua and made him stand before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands on him, and gave him a charge, even as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. Chapter 28. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, My offering, my bread for my fire offerings, my soothing fragrance, you shall take heed to offer to me in its appointed season. And you shall say to them, This is the fire offering which you shall offer to Yahweh, two yearling lambs without blemish, day by day, as a continual burnt offering. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb between the two evenings. And a tenth of an ephah of flour for a food offering mixed with beaten oil, a fourth of a hin. A continual burnt offering which was performed in Mount Sinai for a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh. And its drink offering, a fourth of a hin for the one lamb, pour a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the sanctuary. And you shall offer the other lamb between the evenings, even as the food offering of the morning, and as its drink offering, you shall offer as a sacrifice made by fire, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs, sons of a year, ones without blemish, and 2/10 parts of flour, a food offering mixed with oil, and its drink offering. The burnt offering of the Sabbath on its Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. And in the beginning of your months you shall bring near a burnt offering to Yahweh, two bulls, sons of the herd, and one ram, seven lambs, sons of a year, ones without blemish. And 3/10 parts of flour, a food offering mixed with oil for the one bull, and 2/10 parts of flour as a food offering mixed with oil for the one ram. And 1/10 part of flour mixed with oil as a food offering for the one lamb, a burnt offering, a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh. And their drink offering shall be a half of a hin to a bull, and 1/3 of a hin to a ram, and 1/4 of a hin to a lamb, of wine. This shall be the burnt offering of every month for the months of the year. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to Yahweh, it shall be prepared besides the continual burnt offering, and its drink offering. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of Yahweh. And in the 15th day of this month a feast, unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days. In the 1st day shall be a holy convocation, you shall do no work of service. And you shall offer a fire offering, a burnt offering to Yahweh, 2 bulls, sons of the herd, and 1 ram, and 7 lambs, sons of a year, they shall be ones without blemish for you. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil. You shall prepare 3/10 parts for a bull, and 2/10 parts for a ram. You shall prepare 1/10 part for the one lamb, and for the 7 lambs. And 1 goat, a sin offering to atone for you. Besides the burnt offering of the morning, the continual burnt offering, you shall prepare these. In this way you shall prepare daily, 7 days, bread for a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. It shall be prepared besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no work of service. And in the day of the first fruits, as you offer a new food offering to Yahweh in your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no work of service. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 2 bulls, sons of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts to the 1 bull, 2/10 parts to the 1 ram. 1/10 part to the 1 lamb, for the 7 lambs. 1 kid of the goats to atone for you. You shall offer them besides the continual burnt offering and its food offering and drink offerings, they shall be ones without blemish for you. Chapter 29. And in the 7th month, on the 1st of the month you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no work of service. It shall be a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And you shall prepare a burnt offering for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 1 bull, a son of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts for the bull, 2/10 parts for the ram, and 1/10 part for each of the 7 lambs. And 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering to atone for you. Besides the burnt offering of the month, and its food offering, and the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings, according to their ordinance for soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh. And on the 10th of this 7th month you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no work of service, you shall humble your souls. And you shall offer a burnt offering to Yahweh, a soothing fragrance, 1 bull, a son of the herd, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, they shall be without blemish for you. And their food offering, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts for the bull, 2/10 parts for the 1 ram, 1/10 part for the 1 lamb, for the 7 lambs. 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the sin offering of the atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy gathering, you shall do no work of service, and you shall celebrate a feast to Yahweh 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 13 bulls, sons of the herd, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, they shall be without blemish. And their food offerings, flour mixed with oil, 3/10 parts to the 1 bull, for the 13 bulls, 2/10 parts to each of the 2 rams. And 1/10 part to each of the 14 lambs. And 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its food offering and its drink offering. and on the second day 12 bulls, sons of the herd, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. And their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and their drink offerings. And in the third day 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. And their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. And on the fourth day 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. Their food offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 kid of the goats, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. And on the fifth day 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. Their food offering, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. And on the sixth day 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. Their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. And on the seventh day 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. Their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. And you shall have a solemn assembly on the eighth day, you shall do no work of service. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a fire offering, a soothing fragrance to Yahweh, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs, sons of a year, without blemish. Their food offerings, and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs, in their number, according to the ordinance. And 1 goat, a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its food offering, and its drink offering. You shall prepare these for Yahweh in your appointed seasons, apart from your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings, and for your food offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel according to all that Yahweh had commanded Moses. Chapter 30. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. When a man vows a vow to Yahweh, or has sworn an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do all that has gone out of his mouth. And when a woman vows a vow to Yahweh, and has bound a bond in the house of her father in her youth, and her father has heard her vow, and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father has remained silent as to her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her father has prohibited her in the day he heard, none of her vows and her bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. And Yahweh will forgive her because her father prohibited her. And if she belongs to a husband, and her vows are on her, or a rash utterance on her lips with which she has bound her soul, and her husband has heard, and in the day he heard he has remained silent as to her, then her vows shall stand, and her bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. And if in the day her husband hears, he prohibits her, then he has broken her vow which is on her, and the rash utterance of her lips with which she has bound her soul. And Yahweh will forgive her. And as to the vow of a widow, or her that is divorced, all that she has bound on her soul shall be established on her. And if she has vowed in the house of her husband, or bound a bond on her soul with an oath, and her husband has heard, and has remained silent as to her, and he has not denied her, then all her vows shall be established, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. And if her husband has certainly broken them in the day he heard, none of the utterance of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall stand, her husband has broken them. and Yahweh will forgive her. Every vow and every oath, any bond to humble a soul, her husband shall establish it, or her husband shall break it. And if her husband is altogether silent at her from day to day, then he has established all her vows or all her bonds which are on her, he has established them, for he remained silent as to her in the day he heard. And if he at all breaks them after he hears, then he has borne her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh has commanded Moses between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter in her youth in the house of her father. Chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Execute the vengeance of the sons of Israel against the Midianites. Afterward you shall be gathered to your people. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Some men of you be armed for the army, and they shall be against Midian, to give the vengeance of Yahweh on Midian. You shall send to the army 1,000 for a tribe as to all the tribes of Israel. And 1,000 for a tribe were given out of the thousands of Israel, 12,000 armed ones of the army. And Moses sent them to the army, 1,000 for a tribe, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the army. Also he sent the holy vessels, and the trumpets to sound in his hand. And they warred against Midian, as Yahweh had commanded Moses, and killed every male. And they killed the kings of Midian, besides the rest of their slain, Evi, and Rekem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam the son of Beor with the sword. And the sons of Israel took the women of Midian captive, and their infants, and all their livestock, and all their possessions. And they plundered all their wealth. And they burned all their cities with fire, their homes, and all their towers. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, among man and among animal. And they brought it to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the sons of Israel, the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, to the camp, to the plains of Moab which are by Jordan, near Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the rulers of the congregation went out to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds who came from the service of the war. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these through the counsel of Balaam became to the sons of Israel a deliverance of treachery against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and the plague was on the company of Yahweh. And now kill every male among the infants, yea, you shall kill every woman having known a man by lying with a male. And you shall keep alive for yourselves all the female children who have not known a man by lying with a male. And encamp outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever touched a pierced one, purify yourselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. And as to every garment, and all that is made of skin, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood, you shall purify them. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who went to battle, This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the copper, the iron, the tin, and the lead. Everything that passes through the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Only it shall be purified with the water for impurity. And everything that cannot go through the fire, you shall make go through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. And afterwards you shall come into the camp. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Lift the heads of the prey of the captives, among man and among beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers of the congregation. And you shall divide the prey between those skilled in war, that went out to battle, and all the congregation. And you shall levy a tribute to Yahweh from the men of war who went out to the battle, 1 body out of 500, of men, and of the herd, and of the donkeys, and of the flock. You shall take from their half, and you shall give to Eleazar the priest as the heave offering of Yahweh. And from the sons of Israel's half, you shall take 1 portion out of 50, of man, and of the herd, and of the donkeys, and of the flock, of all the livestock, and you shall give them to the Levites keeping the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And the prey, the rest of the spoil which the people of the army plundered, was 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 oxen, 61,000 of the donkeys. And of human beings, of the women who had not known a man by lying with a male, the persons were 32,000. And the half, the portion of those who went out to the war, the number of the flock was 337,500. And the tribute to Yahweh of the sheep was 675. And the oxen, 36,000, and their tribute to Yahweh, 72. And the donkeys 30,500, and their tribute to Yahweh, 61. And the human being 16,000, and their tribute to Yahweh, 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, the heave offering of Yahweh, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And of the sons of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men who warred. Even the congregation's half was 337,500 of the flock. And of the oxen, 36,000, and 30,500 donkeys. And 16,000 human beings. Moses took from the sons of Israel's half the one portion from the 50 of man and of animal. And he gave them to the Levites keeping the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. And the officers who were over the thousands of the army, heads of the thousands and heads of the hundreds, drew near to Moses. And they said to Moses, "Your servants have lifted the heads of the men of war who were with us, and not a man of us is missing. And we bring near the offering of Yahweh, each what he has found, vessels of gold, chains, and bracelets, rings, earrings, and jewels, to atone for ourselves before Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, all crafted things. And all the gold of the heave offering which they lifted up to Yahweh was 16,750 shekels, from the heads of thousands and from the heads of hundreds. Men of the army who had each taken spoil for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the heads of the thousands and of the hundreds. And they brought it into the tabernacle of the congregation, a memorial for the sons of Israel before Yahweh. Chapter 32. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had many livestock, a very great multitude. And they saw the land of Jazer, and the land of Gilead. And, behold, the place was a place for livestock. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came in and spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the rulers of the congregation, saying, "Ataroth, and Dibon, and Jazer, and Nimra, and Heshbon, and Elealeh, and Shebam, and Nebo, and Beon. The land which Yahweh has struck before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants own livestock." And they said, "If we have found favor in your eyes, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Do not make us pass over the Jordan." And Moses said to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, "Do your brothers go into the battle, and you, do you sit here? And why do you discourage the heart of the sons of Israel from passing over to the land which Yahweh has given to them? So your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land." And they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, and discouraged the hearts of the sons of Israel, so as for them not to go into the land which Yahweh had given to them. And the anger of Yahweh glowed in that day, and he swore, saying, "Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt, from 20 years old and upward, shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have fully followed Yahweh." And the anger of Yahweh glowed against Israel. And he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the eyes of Yahweh was destroyed. And, behold, you have risen up in your father's stead, an increase of sinful men, to add still more to the heat of the anger of Yahweh toward Israel. For if you turn away from following him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and so you will hurt all this people." And they came near to him and said, "We will build sheepfolds here for our livestock, and cities for our little ones. And we ourselves shall go armed, hurrying before the sons of Israel, until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall live in the fortified cities because of those living in the land. We will not return to our houses until each man of the sons of Israel has inherited his inheritance. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan, and beyond, for our inheritance has fallen to us eastward on this side of Jordan." And Moses said to them, "If you will do this thing, if you will arm for battle before Yahweh, and all of you will go over Jordan armed before Yahweh, until he has driven his enemies out before him. And the land is subdued before Yahweh, then afterwards you shall return and be guiltless before Yahweh, and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and know that your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which has come out of your mouth. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, Your servants will do as my master commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our livestock shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will go over, every man armed for war, before Yahweh to battle, as my master says. And Moses directed Eleazar the priest concerning them, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Even Moses said to them, If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben pass over the Jordan with you each armed for battle before Yahweh, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give to them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not go over armed with you, they shall have possession among you in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben replied, saying, As Yahweh has said to your servants, so we will do. We ourselves will pass over armed before Yahweh into the land of Canaan, so that the land of our inheritance on that side of Jordan may be ours. And Moses gave to them, even to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og king of Bashan, the land, by its cities with their borders, even the cities of the land all around. And the sons of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Ataroth-Shophan, and Jazer, and Jogbeha. And Beth-Nimra, and Beth-Haran, fortified cities, and folds for sheep. And the sons of Reuben built Heshbon, and Elealeh, and Kiriath-Aim. And Nebo, and Baal-Meon, their names being changed, and Sibma. And they called by name the names of the cities which they had built. And the sons of Machir the son of Manasseh went to Gilead and captured it, and expelled the Amorite who was in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. And Jair the son of Manasseh went out and captured their towns, and called them towns of Jair. And Noba went and took Kenath and its villages, and he called it Noba after his own name. Chapter 33. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel who went out from the land of Egypt according to their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. And Moses wrote their departures according to their journeys by the mouth of Yahweh. And these are their journeys, according to their departures. And they pulled up stakes from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month. On the next day after the Passover the sons of Israel went out with a high hand, before the eyes of all the Egyptians. And the Egyptians were burying those whom Yahweh had smitten among them, every firstborn, and Yahweh had executed judgments on their gods. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes from Ramesses and camped in Succoth. And they pulled up stakes from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is in the edge of the wilderness. And they pulled up stakes from Etham and turned back to Pi ha-Hiroth, which is before Baal-Zephon, and they camped before Migdal. And they pulled up stakes from Pi ha-Hiroth and passed over through the midst of the sea, into the wilderness, and went a journey of 3 days in the wilderness of Etham, and camped at Mara. And they pulled up stakes from Mara and came to Elim. And in Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. And they camped there. And they pulled up stakes from Elim and camped by the Sea of Reeds. And they pulled up stakes from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. And they pulled up stakes from the wilderness of Sin and camped in Dophkah. And they pulled up stakes from Dophkah and camped in Alush. And they pulled up stakes from Alush and camped in Rephidim, and no water was there for the people to drink. And they pulled up stakes from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. And they pulled up stakes from the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the graves of Lust. And they pulled up stakes from the graves of Lust and camped in Hazerot. And they pulled up stakes from Hazerot and camped in Rithma. And they pulled up stakes from Rithma and camped in the pomegranate breach. And they pulled up stakes from the pomegranate breach and camped in Libnah. And they pulled up stakes from Libnah and camped in Rissa. And they pulled up stakes from Rissa and camped in the meeting place. And they pulled up stakes from the meeting place and camped in Mount Shaphar. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Shaphar and camped in Harada. And they pulled up stakes from Harada and encamped in Makaloth. And they pulled up stakes from Makaloth and camped in Tahath. And they pulled up stakes from Tahath and camped in Tara. And they pulled up stakes from Tara and camped in Mithka. And they pulled up stakes from Mithka and camped in Hashmonah. And they pulled up stakes from Hashmonah and camped in Moseroth. And they pulled up stakes from Moseroth and camped in Bene-Jaakan. And they pulled up stakes from Bene-Jaakan and camped in the hole in the cleft. And they pulled up stakes from the hole in the cleft and camped in Jotbatha. And they pulled up stakes from Jotbatha and camped in Ebrona. And they pulled up stakes from Ebrona and camped in Etzion-Geber. And they pulled up stakes from Etzion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, it is Kadesh. And they pulled up stakes from Kadesh and camped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the mouth of Yahweh, and he died there in the 40th year after the sons of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st of the month. And Aaron was 123 years old at his death in Mount Hor. And King Arad the Canaanite, who lived in the Negev, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the sons of Israel. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Hor and camped in Zalmona. And they pulled up stakes from Zalmona and camped in Punon. And they pulled up stakes from Punon and camped in Oboth. And they pulled up stakes from Oboth and camped in Ijah Abarim, in the border of Moab. And they pulled up stakes from Ijah Abarim and camped in Dibon-Gad. And they pulled up stakes from Dibon-Gad and camped in Almon-Diblathaim. And they pulled up stakes from Almon-Diblathaim and camped in the Abarim Mountains, by Nebo. And they pulled up stakes from the Abarim Mountains and camped in the plains of Moab beside Jordan, near Jericho. And they camped by the Jordan, from the house of deserts even to the meadow of acacias in the plains of Moab. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the ones living in the land from before you, and destroy all their carved images, yea, you shall destroy all their cast images, and demolish all their high places. And you shall possess the land, and live in it, for I have given you the land, to possess it. And you shall inherit the land by lot, by your families. You shall increase the inheritance to the many, and you shall diminish the inheritance to the few, wherever the lot falls out to him, it is his. You shall inherit by the tribes of your fathers. And if you will not drive out the ones living in the land from before you, then it shall be, those whom you let remain of them shall be briars in your eyes, and as thorns in your sides. And they will vex you on the land in which you are living. And it shall be, as I thought to do to them, so I shall do to you. Chapter 34. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, When you have come into the land of Canaan, this is the land which falls to you by inheritance, the land of Canaan, by its borders. And your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the land of Edom, and it shall be to you a south border from the end of the salt sea, eastward. And the border shall turn around to you from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and shall pass on to Zin, and its end shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and it shall go out at Hazer Adar, and it shall pass on to Asmon. And the border shall turn from Asmon to the torrent of Egypt, and its border shall be at the sea. As to the western border, even the great sea shall be a border to you, this is your western border. And this is your northern border, from the great sea you shall mark out for yourselves Mount Hor. From Mount Hor you shall mark out a line to the entrance to Hamath, and the edge of the border shall be at Zedad. And the border shall go forth to Ziphron, and the edge of it shall be at Hazer Enan, this shall be your northern border. And you shall mark out your line for the eastern border from Hazarenan to Shepham. And the border shall go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall go down and shall reach on the shoulder of the Sea of Kinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to the Jordan, and the end of it shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders all around. And Moses commanded the sons of Israel, saying, This is the land which you shall receive as inheritance by lot, which Yahweh has commanded to give to the nine tribes and the half-tribe. For the tribe of the sons of Reuben according to their fathers' houses, and the tribe of the sons of Gad according to their fathers' houses have received, and the half-tribe of Manasseh shall have received their inheritance. The two tribes and the half-tribe shall have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward, toward the sunrising. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, These are the names of the men that shall take possession of the land for you, Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And you shall take one ruler of every tribe, to take possession of the land. And these are the names of the men, of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliadad the son of Kislon. And of the tribe of the sons of Dan, Buki the ruler, son of Jogli. Of the sons of Joseph, of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, Hanniel the ruler, the son of Ephod. And of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, Kemuel the ruler, the son of Shiftan. And of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun, Elizaphan the ruler, the son of Parnak. And of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, Paltiel the ruler, the son of Azan. And of the tribe of the sons of Asher, Ahihud the ruler, the son of Shalomi. And of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, Pedael the ruler, the son of Ammihud. These are the ones whom Yahweh commanded to divide the land to the sons of Israel in the land of Canaan. Chapter 35. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Order the sons of Israel that they give to the Levite cities to live in, from the land of their possessions, and you shall give to the Levites open land for the cities. And they shall have the cities to live in, and their open lands shall be for their livestock, and for their substance, and for all their animals. And the open land around the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits all around. And you shall measure outside the city for the east side 2,000 cubits, and for the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and for the west side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall be to them the open land around the cities. And the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be the 6 cities of refuge which you shall give for the manslayer that he may flee there, and besides them you shall give 42 cities. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities, them and the open land around them. And you shall give the cities from the possession of the sons of Israel. From the many you shall increase, and take away from the few. According to its inheritance which it inherits each tribe shall give of its cities to the Levites. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall choose cities to be cities of refuge for you, so that the manslayer may flee there, he that kills a person through error. And the cities shall be to you for refuge from the kinsman avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. As to the cities which you shall give, 6 shall be cities of refuge for you. You shall give 3 of the cities beyond the Jordan, and you shall give 3 of the cities in the land of Canaan, they shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be for a refuge to the sons of Israel, and to an alien, and to a sojourner in their midst, that any person who kills anyone unawares may flee there. And if he strikes him with an instrument of iron, and he dies, he is a murderer, dying the murderer shall die. And if he strikes him with a stone in the hand, by which he dies, and he dies, he is a murderer, the murderer certainly shall die. And if he strikes him with a wooden instrument in the hand, by which he dies, and he dies, he is a murderer, the murderer certainly shall die. The avenger of blood shall cause the murderer to die, when he meets with him, he shall cause him to die. And if he pushes him down, or has thrown at him by lying in wait, and he dies. Or if he has struck him with his hand in enmity, and he dies, the striker shall certainly be put to death, he is a murderer. When the avenger of blood meets him, he shall put to death the murderer. And if in an instant he pushed him without enmity, or has thrown at him anything without lying in wait, or with any stone without seeing, by which he dies, and has caused it to fall on him, and he dies, and he is not an enemy to him, nor seeking his evil, then the congregation shall judge between the striker and the avenger of blood by these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the manslayer out of the avenger of blood's hand. And the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge to which he had fled, and he shall live in it until the high priest dies, he who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the manslayer at all goes out from the border of the city of his refuge, there to which he has fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the border of the city of his refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, there shall be no blood guiltiness to him, because he should have dwelt in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. And after the death of the high priest the manslayer may return to the land of his possession. And these things shall be to you for a statute of judgment for your generations, in all your dwellings. Whoever kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. And one witness shall not testify against a person, to die. And you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer, he is punishable for death, the murderer certainly shall die. And you shall take no ransom for him to flee to the city of his refuge, to return to dwell in the land, until the death of the priest. And you shall not pollute the land in which you are, for blood pollutes the land. And no ransom is to be taken for the land for blood which is shed in it, except for the blood of him who sheds it. And you shall not defile the land in which you are living. I dwell in its midst, for I, Yahweh, am dwelling among the sons of Israel. Chapter 36. And the heads of the fathers of the families of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near. And they spoke before Moses, and before the rulers, the heads of the fathers' houses of the sons of Israel. And they said, Yahweh commanded my master to give the land for inheritance by lot to the sons of Israel. And my master was commanded by Yahweh to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. And if they shall be for wives to one of the sons of the other tribes of the sons of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of our fathers and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So it shall be taken away from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the sons of Israel shall come, then their inheritance shall be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. And Moses commanded the sons of Israel according to the mouth of Yahweh, saying, The tribe of the sons of Joseph speak right. This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them be wives to those good in their eyes, only let them be for wives to the family of the tribe of their father. So no inheritance of the sons of Israel shall turn from tribe to tribe, for each one of the sons of Israel shall cling to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. And any daughter that possesses an inheritance from any tribe of the sons of Israel to one of the family of the tribe of her father is to become a wife of the family of the tribe of her father, so that the sons of Israel may each possess the inheritance of his father. And the inheritance shall not turn from one tribe to another tribe. For the tribes of the sons of Israel shall each one cling to its own inheritance. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did. For Mahla, Tirzah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Noah, Zelophehad's daughters, were for wives to their father's brother's sons. They were for wives to the families of the son of Manasseh the son of Joseph, and their inheritance was with the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the judgments which Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses to the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan, near Jericho.